In COVID news, late yesterday, Boulder County Public Health amended its face covering order, effective immediately through June 10th. The amendment requires individuals to continue to wear masks indoors, regardless of vaccination status, in schools, childcare, and healthcare settings, on public transportation, including ride shares, and congregate care facilities in Boulder. This differs from the state mask order, which will be lifted for all indoor facilities beginning June 1st. And be aware that businesses can still implement their own policies and require you to wear a mask. In regard to vaccinations, the state announced Thursday that approximately 11% of Colorado kids between the ages of 12 and 15 have been vaccinated as part of the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Jared Polis said all of the state's community vaccination sites offer the Pfizer vaccine for kids that age, and most do not require an appointment. But he added that anyone under the age of 18 would need parental consent before getting their shots. As far as adults, Polis said two-thirds of Coloradans over the age of 30 have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Speaking to KBUT in Gunnison earlier this week, the governor was asked about the effect of politics on mask wearing.
Politics should really not have a place when it comes to a health issue. This is about keeping yourself healthy and safe, preventing loss of life. Colorado's lost 6,500 people to this virus, just over that number. And the virus doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care if you're black or white or conservative or liberal or far right or far left. It's taken people in their prime from all walks of life. And the smart thing to do is to get vaccinated. I've had COVID and I've been vaccinated. I can tell you having COVID is much worse than getting vaccinated. Getting vaccinated, you might have a sore arm the next day, just like the flu shot. You might be a little under weather the next day. It's really no big deal compared to COVID.
On another topic, Governor Jared Polis said Thursday he will issue additional pardons to Coloradans convicted of low-level marijuana possession crimes now that he signed a bill into law allowing people to have up to 2 ounces of cannabis. House Bill 1090, which Polis signed on Thursday, doubles Colorado's recreational marijuana possession limit to 2 ounces for adults 21 and older. He said some people who were arrested prior to the state's legalization of marijuana could have drug charges on their record, noting it would disproportionately be people of color, and that could impact their ability to obtain loans, leases, licenses, jobs, mortgages, and many other things. Polis added that his office would begin reviewing records over the next few months in preparation for additional pardons. At Meade High School in Weld County, officials are investigating a photo shared on Snapchat of what appears to be three students reenacting the murder of George Floyd in the school parking lot. KGNU's Steve Miller has more on the incident and how school officials are responding.
The Snapchat photo came with the caption, "Bidding Goodbye to Seniors." The Daily Camera reports that St. Vrain Valley School Superintendent Dan Haddad strongly condemned the reenactment made by a group of students from Meade High School. Haddad added that racism in any form can have a deep and lasting impact, and the district will be addressing this extremely serious matter immediately and accordingly. He encouraged parents whose students need support after seeing the photo to reach out to a school counselor. On Wednesday, Meade High School principal Rachel Ayers sent an email about the incident to parents saying the behavior doesn't represent the values of the school and an investigation has begun. Current and former students of Meade High School, along with parents and community members, signed a petition on the social media website change.org to denounce the photo and demand consequences for the students involved. By Thursday morning, more than 4,000 signatures had been collected. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Boulder police are conducting an investigation after a bicyclist was struck and killed by a vehicle on South Boulder Road yesterday around 3 p.m. Investigators have not released the identity of the cyclist. Officers at the scene said it appeared the cyclist rode directly into traffic near Manhattan Drive before being hit. Three zero-emission electric buses are now operating on Boulder's Hop Route. The city says the new buses, designed and manufactured by Proterra, are 100% electric and emission-free and charged with renewable solar energy. The zero-emission electric buses are quieter than diesel buses, more fuel-efficient, and can travel more than 200 miles on a single charge. On that note, if you're traveling this week, know that the Colorado Department of Transportation will close Interstate 70 this weekend for a historic traffic shift in the heart of Denver. Also known as the Mile High Shift, the traffic shift will close eastbound and westbound I-70 between Washington Street and I-270 starting tonight at 10 p.m. until Monday, May 24th at 5 a.m. Once closed, a press release from CDOT said it will move all 6 lanes of Interstate 70 traffic from the existing viaduct to the future westbound lanes of I-70 in the lowered section of the project and eventually demolish the structurally deficient 57-year-old viaduct and build the future eastbound lanes of I-70.